come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
Begin to lift up your voice. Begin to invite the presence of the Lord in this place. Father, we thank you. Come on, come on, pray, pray, pray. Come on, let's begin to press into his presence. Let's begin to open up the atmosphere for him to speak to us. Father, we honor your name. We thank you, oh God, for your presence in this place. We worship, we honor you. We say hallelujah, Lord. You deserve the praise, you deserve the glory, you deserve the honor. Thank you for being God. Come on, come on, come on, lift him, lift him, lift him. Come on, lift him, lift him. Come on, he's gonna push us to a place. Lord, we need you. Come on, who need him? Who need him? I dare not come to church and not get what God has for me. Just for who you are, God. We give your name the glory. We honor you. We praise you. Come on, open up your hearts. Open up your spirits. Consume us, God. Breathe afresh in this place. Come on, if you baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hey. Lord, we need you. Come on, if you fill this room. We honor you. We love you, Lord. We love you. And for that, we say thank you. For this. Oh, God. Every mountain. You've brought us over, God. Come on, worship us. Come on, worship us. We thank you, Jesus. And for this, God. Come on, begin to pour out your heart to him. It's been a long week, God, but I thank you. It's been a long week, but I thank you, Lord. You're faithful. You're just, God. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory, God. Thank you for your keeping power. Come on, worshipers. That's it. That's it. Ooh, glory to your name, God.
Forever. You've seen me through. Ooh, for every blessing. Hallelujah. For this I give you praise. For every mountain you brought. for every trial.
Come on, he's seen you through it.
You've seen me
through. He's seen you through it.
For every blessing.
What's your response?
Hallelujah. For this I give you praise.
Come on, one more time. Come on, sing it all together.
For every mountain you brought me over, for every trial
you've
seen me through, for every blessing, hallelujah, for this I give you praise.
Now God, we pray that you would have your way in this place. Oh God, we pray that you will walk the aisles, touch every heart, touch every mind, every child, every woman, every man, every boy. Father, we pray that your word, Father God, will bring revelation, clarity, and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Grab your Bibles. We give you praise. Ooh, glory, glory. Exodus 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. I'm going to read just verse 1 and 2. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Exodus 4, 1. For every mountain. Oh, glory. Oh, God. And Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. On this morning, if I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have the resources to win. You can be seated in the presence of God. You have the resources to win. We are in spiritual warfare series. And sometimes we have to be reminded that we have what we need to win. Yeah. It started as a normal day. Moses, just like us, was going through the motions of life. Getting up, getting the kids ready for school or summer camp. Getting his clothes out, Jesse. Getting his coffee ready, amen, before he run out of the door. It was a normal day. Waking up to the same routine, doing what he always did, tending to the sheep in the wilderness. No stage, no crowds, no spotlight, just responsibility. Let's be honest, though. Routine can make us restless sometimes. You can be busy and still feel stuck. You can be present in your life and still feel absent from your purpose. And if we are not careful, we will start to believe that what we're doing is all there is. That's where Moses was. Hidden, wandering, and living beneath his calling. He had a past he ran from and a promise he hadn't yet stepped into. And then God showed up. Not a thunder, not with a sword, but with a bush that burned and did not burn out. It wasn't just about the fire, it was about the focus. God used that moment to get Moses' attention, not just to introduce himself, but to remind Moses of who he really was. And when God tells Moses, I'm sending you. Moses immediately questioned himself the way so many of us do. Moses said, but what if they don't believe me? What if they don't listen to me? In other words, God, what if I'm not enough? God didn't lecture Moses. He asked him a question, one that confronts us all at some point in our life. He asked him, what is that in your hand? In other words, before you tell me what you lack, show me what you have. You may not feel resourceful, but I came to tell you this morning, you already have the resources to win. Help me, somebody. Not just because of what's in your hand, but because who is in control of it. Not just because of what's in your hand, but because of what's been deposited already in you. And in this moment of revelation with God and Moses, before God ever told Moses what to do, he made him take a good look at who he was and what he already had. And that's this morning. I came to stop and have a talk. Who are you and what do you already possess? I submit to you today, before you start walking in the full manifested promises of God, before you fulfill your purpose, before you come face to face with anything, you have to remember these three things: yourself, your rod, and the Lord. This is the framework, the foundation for every assignment, church. Every breakthrough, every victory. Yourself, your rod, and the Lord. Because God isn't looking for the perfect person. I know that's what we tell ourselves. I'm not like so-and-so. That's for him. That's her. God is not looking for the perfect person. He's looking for the available one. He's not looking for something new. He's asking for what was already in his hand. He didn't tell Moses, go get. Moses, what you already have in your hand. You. Seeing yourself as a resource. I want to deal with this point. If y'all can let me teach this morning, I really need you all to get this. Seeing yourself as a resource. See, it's so easy for us to see everyone else on. But to see yourself as a resource. Before Moses ever questioned the rod in his hand, he questioned himself. Think about what I'm saying. He didn't say, what if the rod doesn't work? I knew we was going to have a quiet morning. Because the Lord gave me this for this church. Because we do this to ourselves all the time. He didn't say, what if this rod doesn't work? He said, what if they don't believe me? Ooh. We have to peel that back. This is where so many of us get stuck. Not because we're lacking the tools, but because we're struggling with self-doubt. Moses was standing in front of the burning bush. On holy ground, having a divine encounter, and he still did not feel qualified. As if bushes are burning for everyone. They always hit y'all. Think about what I'm saying. He's standing in front of divine presence of God. Something that's happening for him that has never happened for anyone else. On holy ground, and he still didn't feel qualified. I knew I wasn't going to get nobody to really help me preach this one. Don't leave me on the edge by myself, church. He was not questioning the power of God. He was questioning his own value, his own credibility, and his own voice. God, I'm not doubting that you're real. See, some people would have saw the burning bush. Oh, my God. God is God. Moses wasn't doubting that God could take a bush. God can't take me. He used this tree, but he can't use me. Oh, I need y'all to sit in that. And think about how many times God has told you something. He didn't doubt the power of God. Doubted himself. Here is the truth, church. You are not just someone God uses. You are someone God prepares. I'm going to say it again. You are not just someone, Angie, that God uses. See, he's not just walking around saying, I'm going to use you, Bishop. He prepares you. When he's talking to you and he's qualifying you, he's already prepared you. You are a resource, a part of God's strategy for deliverance. You are a part of his strategy for him. You are a part of the plan the entire time. every piece of your journey is a part of his plan, church. Your past is a part of the plan. Your personality is a part of the plan. Your pain is a part of the plan. Your perspective is a part of the plan. God can use you. He can use it all. You have the resources. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you have the resources to win. Yeah, we're getting a little warm up. Now we talking back now. The parts of your past that you're not proud of, he can use it. The parts of you that you try to hide. It's useful in the hands of God. Listen, God isn't looking for perfection. He is looking for position. He's looking for posture. He's looking for someone who will stand up, show up, and speak up. You keep saying, well, I don't have to say anything. Yes, you do. You are called to say something. Stop saying that. It reeks of insecurity, Moses. If God has called you to it, we gotta stop downplaying the call of God. He's looking for the availability. Your availability matters more than your ability. Ooh. I'm going to go over here. Because they're trying to jump me over there. Your availability matters more than your ability. God will take someone who is available over the person who know how to do it. I could teach you how to do it, but are you available? Are you surrendered? Are you ready to give more? You're available. So if you've been saying, I don't think I'm enough, I don't think I have what it takes. I made too many mistakes. I'm not speaking like them. I don't have to be in the front. And you have the resources. If God is calling you to it, Moses, the bush is burning and he's calling you for the job. He's calling you to God will never ask a question because he doesn't know the answer. Please understand. He asks to reveal something to you. He knows the answer. He knows what's in your hand. You don't know what's in your hand. Do you know what you are carrying? Basically, that's what he was saying. What's in your hand? Moses looked at it as just a stick. But he was carrying wisdom from his past. He was carrying strength from what he didn't, that didn't break him. He was carrying his creativity, his empathy. He was carrying his leadership skills. He was carrying his resilience. He was carrying everything he needed. And God wanted to use it all. You don't have to become a resource. You are already a resource. You don't have to keep, I'm becoming. You are already the resource. You're not becoming a resource to God. You're already it. He empowers. He teaches you through situation. See, we get stuck in a situation and we get stuck inside of correction and we get stuck in the growing process of becoming a better resource, but you're already a resource. Don't get stuck in the process. God uses the whole entire you. Your past mistakes becomes a testimony for him. Your personality, introvert, extrovert, it just becomes a tool for connection. It's literally that simple. Your pain makes you more relatable, more compassionate. Because you can say, I've been there. Just give us some time. You have an empathy like not no one else around you. You just become empathetic to it. That's hard to juggle. Your perception gives you insight others don't have. You are already the resource. God doesn't waste anything, not your tears, not your trauma, or not your time. He recycles it all into power. He doesn't waste anything. Every little situation, use it as a learning experience. I debrief everything. So y'all pastors see me coming. Here she come. Yeah, let's walk through that. I don't want to be there again. You don't want to be there again. We don't want to get caught slipping with that situation. Let's debrief. Because I need to learn from the situation. And see, self-awareness is powerful. When you start learning yourself, yeah, that was me right there. Self-awareness is a powerful tool. You want to be more resourceful. You want to get the elevated promotion where, you know, it could be on your job. You want to go to the next level in business. I'm teaching you how right now. Understand who you are, but you have to be able to be self-aware. I get a little lazy during this time of year. You have to know that and be honest. He recycles it all into power. Availability over ability. God didn't choose Moses because he was so smart. Moses literally said, I'm slow to speech. I stutter. I can't talk good. I'm not the one who can get the mic and, you know, all of that. That's what Moses said. I sound like Moses go to victory, Auntie Pam. My God, today. It's just not me. God didn't need a polished speaker. He needed a willing heart. That's all he needed. God, I'll say whatever you want me to say. I'll do how and when, whatever you want me to do. I will get over myself because, Lord, I'm shivering right now. But come with me, God. A willing heart. It's still true today. God will always use a surrendered yes over a perfect resume. He will always, I'm telling you, I've been promoted over people who had doctoral degrees. All he need, are you ready to surrender? You got the job. Are you ready to surrender? I could trust you with the money. Are you ready? God will always use the person who decides to surrender. Yeah. You can have the perfect title, layout of all of these accolades and things you've done, but if you're not surrendered, how can he use you? You're not just called, you're equipped. You are chosen. You're not just chosen, you are necessary. I am necessary. Ooh, I want you to say it. I felt something when I said it. Say, I am necessary. You're necessary. I'm an asset. Not a liability. I'm an asset in this. When you put me on your team automatically go to upgrade status. I am an asset. When you bring me into your life, oh God, I am necessary. I'm necessary in this man's life. I mean, I don't know how y'all pray. I'm trying to teach you how to use the word necessary and asset, okay? I'm necessary in my children's life. When you walk in a job, I am an asset here. I am necessary. What I do, what I bring to the table is necessary for the job to flow right. Come on, I'm trying to teach you how to secure yourself and secure the bag. See, they try to tell you securing a bag and in your bag is nothing. $5 in the bag. If you're going to secure the bag and upgrade, you have to understand what I'm saying. You have to receive this. It doesn't matter if you are retired. It doesn't matter. This is not about finances. This is about wealth. Wealth is not about finances. It's about perspective on life. I'm wealthy in every area of my life. So money just find me. Because money needs to sit with wealth. It's currency. And the more money I have, the currency just keep going for me to bless others, for me to give, for me to do what God. Maybe I need to withhold because maybe God is working on you, sis. I can't give you this $300. You need to trust him and not me. Wealth. You're depending on me too much. I don't need God to stop my money flow to teach you a lesson. So you got to have a wealth mindset because you got to be able to understand when you give and when you need to sit. How to have the conversation so you can stay wealthy. So you can stay within currency. Seeing yourself as the resources. Listen, I'm still in spiritual warfare because we're warring against things. We're warring within ourselves because we don't see ourselves as God sees us. The rod. Using what you got. We look within to, here's the hard part. When you're looking within yourself to criticize yourself, but you look outwardly to compare. It is a road to disaster. You have to look inwardly to build. Build yourself. And you look outwardly to help others. Pray for others. Elevate others. Partner with others. Using what you got. The Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? This is Exodus 4 and 2. And he said, a rod. After Moses questioned himself, right? God shifted his focus not to heaven, not to Pharaoh, but to his hand. The ride was ordinary, but it wasn't useless. Come on, I'm taking my time here because I'm trying to get you to start thinking. Sometimes we downplay what the God giving us. Oh, it's just, oh, that little vegetable business. What's in your hand? Oh, that idea, I was just making bowls. That's what we do when God gives us stuff. It's so ordinary. The rod represented Moses' work. It was a shepherd's staff, the same tool he had used in the wilderness to lead the sheep. It was common. It was just a stick. But in God's hands, oh my Jesus, it became consecrated, set apart for a purpose. Some of us on our jobs, all we do all day is use our mind and we don't consider ourselves an asset. My mind, if you have me in the room, my mind is an asset. Because once you pitch an idea to me and I give you a strategy, it could be a multi-million dollar strategy. Something so ordinary. But when God puts it, he consecrates it. And he take ordinary and he makes extraordinary. Let that speak to you. God often uses what looks ordinary to do something extra with it. He makes it extraordinary. He is not waiting on you to get something new. He's not waiting on you to get something new. He wants to use what you already got. What's in your hand? Maybe it's your voice. You are gifted to speak life into other people. Maybe it's your influence. You're trusted and your words hold weight. I was growing up, if I would get in trouble and they would call my mom, Alfreda, she was standing and she said, when they leave, I know you orchestrated it. I know you led those children right over there to that man's house. Why? Because she knew I wasn't a follower. And however bad the situation went, she know I didn't follow them. Because you're not about to tell me how this is going to go, because if we do it your way, the police coming. Been like that from a kid. My blood cousin is sitting right there. My mom said, you went called her mama and told her to drop her off. You planned this all week long. Influence. You got all those children together. Everyone is wearing the same color. That's your color. You had me buy all those clothes, and this girl have your outfit on. You don't have one, don't worry. I had my mom buy two of them. We all go in there, and we all going to be together. Influence. I'm trying to show you something, because sometimes you just don't know how to stir the kid right. Born a boss. Born a leader. Not scared. We put fear in them. My daughter would get up on anything and she would, let me try, I'll flip down. And she makes it. And I should say, don't do all of that. I don't want her to be afraid. You just need to know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. It's not appropriate for you to get on my couch and go backwards. Go to the school, get your daddy. Let him pay for you to go to gymnastics, baby, and you can flip. But in my house, influence. You're trusted. Your words carry weight. It may be business. You've been grinding, but haven't seen it as a ministry. It could be your testimony. You've survived so much, but now you're silent. You're not helping others through the things that God have helped you survive.
Yeah.
It may be your creativity. You just may be a creative person. You have some kids that's just creative. Some people, you guys are, somebody stopped your creativity one day. Oh, that don't match. My daughter say, it don't matter if it match, right, Mom? I say, well, no, if you like all these colors, boo. It's swag to me. Let people develop. My mama would say, just don't cut that jacket, another jacket, because you're cold outside. I was wearing a cut jacket way before it came out. I say, oh, I like this. I'm going to just cut. She said, Lord have mercy, this girl's cutting all her clothes. Creative. I would sew my own patches on my jeans. We wore uniforms in Louisiana where I grew up. We had to wear your school uniform. I wanted mine different. I wanted fringes. I would sew more thread and make bell bottoms. I had a whole business doing it. They would come, how you got those pants? Oh, they don't sell $5. I would be in a restroom knitting. I kept money. Got the older lady right next door to teach me how to sew. Teach me. Sit on the porch and do it. My mom's, this girl have needle and thread. Jesus. Kept money. In a school restroom running a whole business. Putting patches on people's jacket. Creativity. What's in your hand? Ideas. It could be your leadership skills. Even your pain. That's the part we don't like to talk about.
Yep.
Even your pain. God can use all of that. Your ride, carry, doesn't have to be flashy. It don't have to be like this person. Maybe something you've never seen before done. Remember, it only has to be surrendered.
Yeah.
It only has to be surrendered. Remember, when it's surrender, it transforms whatever it is you carry. When God told Moses to cast down the rod, it transformed. Because Moses surrendered, what he carried now was a stick. Now it transformed into a snake. God could transform what you carry. When you surrender what you carry. It became something alive when Moses cast it down. Something powerful, something unexpected. That is what happens when you place what's in your hand at the Lord's feet. Your natural becomes supernatural. Your skill becomes a sign. Your gift becomes a gateway. It was not the rod that was powerful. It was the obedience. That's the difference. You see great singers all over the world. And in our local church, some people could sing better. Well, I know somebody who could take that song. You wouldn't even know it's her song. But they surrender. She surrendered. That's why she's doing what she's doing. Because when her process came, when her hard seasons came, she was surrendered, so she was able to move and change with the times. That's the difference. It's not about the vocals. It's not about the best preacher. During a transitional time of their life, when it got hard in their marriage, when it got hard with their children, they surrendered. That's the difference. The same child grew up around the same address, the same neighborhood. He went to be a billionaire. He went to jail. Have to surrender. It transforms whatever it is you're carrying. The rod by itself was just a stick. Something Moses had probably leaned on. Something Moses is probably that helped him walk. Something that Moses overlooked. That's why I'm really having this conversation, because it's some things that you just overlook. It's minimal. But when God told Moses to cast it down, Moses obeyed. That's when we saw the power. Why? Because what you surrender can transform. Let that settle in. The power wasn't in the object. It was in the obedience. I'm going to say it again. Yeah. Whatever God has given you, whatever that is, that leadership ability, whatever, you just have to be obedient, and it's hard. Because obedience is easy when you like it. When we cool. When we see any. When, oh, pastor. Yes. But when he say, nah, I don't want to do that. Ooh. It's tight, but it's right. It could just literally be. I give. That's my saying. I give. I tap out. Okay. Don't have to be an attitude. You can just give. Because it's surrendering. God helps us practice surrendering in our regular relationships. And when God needs you to surrender, you done had all this practice. He's had all this practice. And then when it's time, when he call you for the big one, and you be, oh, you know what, God? I don't know. I'm going to try. Surrender. It's a surrender. The gifts you have, the business ideas, the skills, the calling, it may seem small in a common eye. But when you give it back to God, your child, when you give that child back to God, your job, your career. Some of us need to give our pocketbook right back to God. God, I'm going to give you this wallet. Your voice becomes a tool, a testimony. Surrender is what unlocks the supernatural. My God. Now my last point. The Lord. Walking with the one who is I am. I updated that point. The point number three, I'm going to tell it to you. Walking with the one who is I am. I change it because it's so important. Sometimes we can focus on all this stuff, but we have to understand who we're walking with. The Bible says in Exodus 14, I'm going to skip down to verse 17. It says, and you shall take this rod in your hand. God gave him the instructions. With which you shall do signs. That's what he told Moses. See, we've spoken about seeing yourself. We spoke about recognizing your rod. But let's be clear. The rod doesn't part red seas. The rod doesn't call down plagues. The rod doesn't bring water from rocks. It was the Lord. I want to make sure we're clear about this. It was the Lord who parted the Red Sea. It wasn't Moses, and it wasn't his rod. It was the power of the Most High God operating through them. Somebody shout, it was the Lord. See, none of it matters if it's not walking with the Lord. See, none of it matters if you're not going to surrender totally to God and you're not going to use it for the Lord's glory. What gave Moses the boldness to return to Egypt? It was the Lord. It's the place Moses went where he found the most trauma, failure, and fear. The rod couldn't help him do that. It was there to support, but it was the presence of the living God going with him. It was the presence of God who went with him. Who should I say sent me? Who should I say sent me? That's what Moses asked God before he started his journey. Who shall I say sent me? God didn't respond with a title. He didn't respond with a resume. He didn't respond with a miracle. He didn't respond and say anything but say, I am that I am. That's who sent you. That's where you're going. And tell them, I am sent you. What does this mean? God was saying, I am whatever you need me to be. I am your strength when you are weak. I am your strategy when you feel stuck. I am your provision when resources are low. I am your defender when its opposites come and try to attack you and oppose you. I am your confidence when you don't feel confident. I am your wisdom. I am your healer. I am your resource. I mean, I wish I had a church this morning that understand that the I am God. I'm your protection. God says, if you when you go, when you go, I am your power. He's not a past tense God. He's not an I was God. He's a I am that I am God. It wasn't future tense. He's a right now God. Y'all trying to get me to preach. I'm trying to teach. Right now. He's an ever-present help. A chain-breaking. Purpose-releasing God. Power-changing God. I am that I am. Because when God walks in, the rod and you and the Lord. Come on, we a clique. We a posse. We don't need an army or anything. Me, God, and my rod. My banner. My peace. You carry authority when God is with you. You carry favor when God, you carry the glory of God when he's with you. You carry the answers to the problems. He called you to. You're not walking in just in his name. You're walking with him. He's in you. The I am is always present. Church, he's always present. Some of us, we've been so focused on just the rod, what's in our hand. But we need to focus on the God who gave us the gifts, the God who gave us the skills, the God who gave us the job, the God who gave us the husband, the God who gave us the children, the God who gave us the church. That's what our focus needs to be on. From the bush to the road, to the rod, to the palace, to the Red Sea, God never left Moses. Even when Moses doubted, even when Moses stuttered, even when Moses hesitated, even when Moses felt unqualified, God stayed with him. Lo, I am with you. Always. If God be for me, that's what I like to say. Then who? Oh, my God, if God be for me, who could be against me? Moses didn't win battles because he was mighty. He overcame because the mighty one walked with him. And who is the mighty one? The Lord. Strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. It's the Lord. I like to call him the one true God. Oh my God. There's something powerful about it. He is the one true God. Eternal, self-existent I am, creator of heaven and earth, redeemer of time, manifested in three persons, God the Father, my God, today, God the Son and the Holy Ghost. How the old church says, and these three are one. Infinite, intelligent spirit. Oh, don't make me start talking about him. Jehovah, maker, supreme ruler of heaven and earth. I'm talking about when I come with him, I'm packing power. He's worthy of all possible honor. I'm going to stay right there, church. I'm talking about the Lord, King Jesus, my Savior, my Redeemer, the Unity God. Hallelujah. The one true King. God the Father. I'ma say it again. God the Son and the Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness in here? He is definite, absolute, and silent. He comes with power, clarity, and strength. He's God all by himself. He don't need an army. He can wipe one out with one word. Mighty is he. Mighty is he. My God, today, he is our security. He is a consistent God. See, nothing beats consistency. Stay with me, Bishop. Nothing beats consistency. All these other gods, they're inconsistent. You tell me about them, I can't understand or track the evidence of it. But I serve a consistent God. Every day I wake up around 5 or 6 a.m. I don't have to worry or I don't have to faint because my God gives me every breath consistent. He's a consistent God. He is a God that redeemed. He could redeem time, Zion. I'm talking about when you felt like your time was wasted, when you felt like your time was empty, when you felt like people played in your face and played with your time. I'm talking about a God who will take that situation, fix it up, and accelerate you. I can walk boldly because great I am walks with me. I don't have to worry about a thing because I know that God is ahead of me. Hallelujah. He is my banner, Jehovah Nissi. He's all sufficient, church. The I am God. Slap somebody and say, I'm rolling when I am. I have the resources to win. I have the resources to win. Come on, find another neighbor. Excited enough. Y'all don't have a praise in your heart enough. I am. It's in you. I am.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III. Experience victory with us where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.